Hello there. My name is Corey, and I am a Star Wars.
And my name is Corey, and I am a Star Wars.
And my name is Jim, and I am also a Star Wars.
And we are
a Star Wars.
And today we're going to talk about Ahsoka Tano and the upcoming Disney Plus TV series, limited series, as you were. Is it 8 episodes, 10 episodes? Do we know?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to find out.
I want to say 6, but I don't know if I'm just making that up.
This will probably release Monday in the morning when I get done editing, and we'll just put it up because the show's come out Tuesday instead of Wednesday. They're going to do Tuesdays. I think it was a marketing thing.
Okay.
So they're going to do 2 episodes the first day, and then
like as
forward
opposed to Taco
there.
Tuesdays?
Yeah, Tano Tuesdays.
Got it.
So first let's talk about, we're going to talk about three different eras of Ahsoka Tano. And this was Jim's suggestion. Let's talk about the first era would be the Jedi training during the Clone Wars. If you guys are like me, I wanted to do a little research because it'd been several years since I'd seen the Clone Wars and or Rebels. So I watched the Disney Plus Ahsoka Tano Essentials.
I watched those as well.
Yeah, there were a bunch of episodes for the Clone Wars, which I thought was a little weird, and not as many for Rebels. For people that don't know any of the Rebels characters, it might be a little of a mindfuck to jump into a new series. But anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk about the Clone Wars era. Jim, this was your suggestion. Let you start off, and then we'll jump in.
My suggestion. So, like, we've got a bit of a house party. So, if you get some background, it's just everybody enjoying themselves. But Corey Martin, when was the first time you remember seeing Ahsoka Tano, the character?
Excellent question, because I feel like I watched a lot of Clone Wars out of order.
Same.
Because I started watching it and hated it, because the first like few episodes are for kids.
Clearly. Sure, yeah.
And so I was like, I'm not watching this stuff. And then, you know, the year or two later, you hear like, well, there's good stuff in there. So then I started watching stuff, and I feel like I didn't ever see her introduction. It was just one day she was there.
So you never saw the movie? Because she's introduced.
That was my introduction. Oh. So my then wife and I took our son James to go see the Clone Wars movie where Ahsoka Tano was introduced, and Anakin just kept calling her Snips. And I was like, I don't get it.
I still don't get it. Why do they call her Snips?
She's a little quick with him on her. She's snippy with him.
Oh. Makes sense.
Right? Hmm. So he calls her Snips.
Talking about pulling a tiger's tail. Get so, snippy with fucking Darth Vader.
Right.
I didn't see it in the theater. I saw it on video, on demand, whatever you call it back then. It was
called DVD back then. It was called a DVD.
Yeah. I did. That's how I saw it. And then.
Hey, do you think, just real quick on a tangent, do you think Netflix is going to send us some DVDs? Because they're liquidating their library of DVDs and they're like randomly sending their DVD library to subscribers.
They still have a DVD library?
Right, exactly. But they're getting out of it and they're going to send their library to their current subscriber base.
Interesting.
I bet they got, randomly.
I bet they got like 50,000 copies of Superbad.
All right, back on track.
I don't want them to send
I'll
that
end
to
up
me.
With like disc 3 of fucking Melrose Place or some shit, season 4, just random shit.
That would be bad, getting like a middle disc from a season.
So
the special features disc.
Going back to your question, Jim, my sister is the one who was like, hey, Ahsoka Tano is a very important character to the Star Wars, and I feel like you should watch it. And that's important because my sister tells me that me and my brother are the reason that she's a nerd, because we made her watch Star Wars when she was little. There's like a 15-year age difference between my sister and I, for people that are listening that don't know. So yeah, we sat her down and watched the original trilogy when she was just, I mean, a teeny tiny kid, right? And she was like, hey, what do you know about Ahsoka Tano? And I was like, I don't know shit about fuck when it comes to any of this stuff. And she was like, you got to watch it. She's like, some of it is horse shit in the beginning, but she was like, it gets really good. And I feel like there will be something down the road. Like this was years ago. This was 5-6 years ago. She was like, there's going to be something there with Ahsoka. And so she had the foresight to kind of be like, She's a very pivotal character.
She had the Force.
She had the Foresight. So yeah, that's basically my introduction to it, was like my sister being like, you got to watch this.
All right. So in keeping in with the prompt, so specific to Ahsoka as a Jedi Padawan all the way up through her leaving the Jedi Order, which I think was the right move. I have things that I want to say about that.
We're not there yet.
I know we're not there yet, but like within that time frame, Corey Martin, what were some of your memorable things or things that you liked about that young version of Ahsoka that was training alongside Anakin?
I think it was just interesting because in the films, you never see Anakin having a Padawan. You see him murder a room full of children, but you don't see him teaching anyone or raising anything or doing anything like that. He's always the Padawan, and he's always the one learning from Obi-Wan. So I was like, oh, that does make sense that they would. It was, I remember when we watched Attack of the Clones, and I was like, if this movie ends with, oh, here comes the Clone War. And then the next movie starts with, woo, what a Clone War that was. And that's for sure what they did. Yep. I mean, and then they went back and made this whole show and fleshed it out. So that was great. But it's like such a big, wide part of the story.
Yeah, we were
that
talking.
Doesn't show up in the movies.
We were talking before we started recording about there was basically a primer episode on the Ringer podcast network. And they were talking about it, and there was some interview with George Lucas and Filoni, and they were all sitting around a room talking about it, and they're like, Anakin doesn't have a Padawan, and George just goes, yeah, he does. Just because he was like, yeah, fuck it, he had a Padawan. So when we do this series, you know, he brought in Filoni to
That's kinda, my dog, sorry, guys.
Hey, Avi. He brought in Filoni to kind of head up, you know, this series and take over when Lucas wasn't going to be around for that shit anymore, right? Mm-hmm. And it was Lucas's idea to be like, yeah, sure, he had a Padawan.
Well, and one of the things that I love about the relationship between Ahsoka and Anakin is that it created, like, his relationship with her created a whole other level of depth in his character,
right?
Like, she is interesting and cool and fun to watch and powerful on her own. She's got a great arc. She's a great character. But it changed the way I thought about Anakin, like his relationship with her, trying to teach her, you know, when he was so unhappy with the way Obi-Wan taught him, like it added a lot more to his character that I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you get some of the most important shit were things that Avi just ate a microphone.
Eating the microphone.
Some of the most important shit was stuff that they just did for the Tales of the Jedi, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like her training, basically, her training is what got her out of being killed during the Order 66.
Execution. And you have to ask yourself, did he know that's where it was headed? Did he? I mean, if Anakin
I don't think
was
he
that.
Did.
I, you know.
Hard to tell the future is.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Okay, Yoda.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he did. Because. I mean, maybe he did because he cared for her so much. He wanted to make sure.
His whole thing was, I won't be there. I won't always be there. Like, he knew he was, like, he knew. Because think about it. By the time he was certainly in the later part of that episode of Jedi Tales, when he's training her and it's the clones that are shooting her with the stun guns or whatever, he's already done the stuff on Attack of the Clones. He's already killed the sand people. Like, he's already embraced
just the men,
right? The children,
the women, and the children.
And the children.
He did that.
He did.
He's kind of a bad guy.
So you didn't have time to watch any of the episodes, you said, right?
I did not. I did no preparation for this
on purpose.
My bad.
But you did.
Yeah, I watched them all.
Yeah. So this was one of the things that I questioned you about yesterday or this morning or sometime.
Earlier
was that one of the arcs they included was the arc when I'm about to skip forward though to where she's out of the Jedi Order.
I mean, there's no rules.
Yeah, there's no rules. So one of the arcs they included was when she's left the Jedi Order willingly And she's with the two sisters that get a job running Spice to make a little extra money for themselves because they've been orphaned or whatever, right? And then I was like, why did they include... It was like four fucking episodes. I was like, why is this included in stuff that we need to know about Ahsoka? But it was...
In the last season of the Clone Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was already a limited run. And I remember getting to the first episode of that and I was like, why aren't we doing filler? And it really, to me, it wasn't filler.
It's not filler, but it was more, this is how she views the Jedi Order moving forward. And, you know, one of the sisters was, didn't have any opposition to the Jedi, but the other sister did have opposition to the Jedi.
Right. She was like, I remember that.
Yeah, I fucking hate Jedi.
Because she didn't tell them that she's
She did not. Ex. Yeah, Ahsoka right. did not tell them that she was ex-Jedi.
Yeah.
So that was maybe the only, but I was like, well, I don't think we need four episodes of this.
But it's not just the where she learns it. It's where us, the audience, learns that everybody doesn't love the Jedi in the world.
Yep.
Everybody doesn't think that they're the sparkly heroes.
Saviors.
Yeah. Some people are like, oh, yeah. One of those and cut my friend's head off one time.
In the, that's dark.
It happens.
It happens. Yeah.
Hand. I should say hand.
Hand. It's more often.
That's
it's
more
hand.
Fun.
But in that run of the of that season, weren't the first few episodes like Anakin and Obi-Wan centric? And then when they started that thread, I mean, they kind of had to pick her back up. They couldn't.
Probably, but I was watching them out of context, out of order.
Okay.
And it's been 5 years since I've 4 years since I've seen the Clone Wars.
I mean, my whole thing was they had to do something with Ahsoka because they weren't going to kill her, right? What were their choices narratively? Kill Ahsoka or figure out a way for her to survive Order 66, which I'd like to know what qualifies someone as a Jedi in terms of what triggers the chip inside the clone to go after him, because
they didn't go after Anakin.
She didn't get the diploma, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that yesterday. I was like, they didn't go after Anakin. Like, was he quote unquote considered Sith at that point?
I guess so. Cause he calls it after he names him Darth and all that. Right.
Execute Order 66.
Yeah. But how did they know? Was it a firmware update?
Oh, this motherfucker got a lightsaber. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're right. Ahsoka was not part of the Jedi Order at that point.
And were they just walking around like, that baby over there just moved those rocks.
Because
kill it.
But to that point, the Inquisitors did that part, mm-hmm. right? They were sniffing out anybody that was force sensitive and either bringing them in to the Emperor or taking them out. But the clones, like, they had a chip in their brain that had, like, here's 1,100 people, kill them.
It's one of those kind of messy. Sometimes Star Wars is a little messy.
It's not really a how the hell, but it's kind of fudge.
It's more of a now if you think about it.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So now if you think about it.
We introduced how the hell.
We did.
In the last mini episode.
We did.
If you didn't hear that, go back.
It was fun.
And now the more the deeper thinking is the now if you think about it. That's something else on the way home from the show where you're like, you know, that was good, but now that I think about it.
But if you think about it.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where, you know, Order 66 is in Revenge of the Sith. And so all we had to go on was, okay, this leads into A New Hope. And in A New Hope, there's no Jedis because we just saw them all get killed. That was the storyline that we believed in. And then they were like, well, that's going to make kind of boring content. Let's have one that survived. Let's have a couple dozen that survived. Mm-hmm. How about they're freaking everywhere? So now it's like, I mean, in the Obi-Wan show, there was that guy that went to find Obi-Wan in the desert.
I think his name was Craig.
Yeah, Craig and them.
I think it was Craig too.
Craigie Wan Kenobi.
You might be right on that. Yeah, that's an interesting question. Let's talk about a little bit about her decision to leave the Jedi Order. Right. So you have there's a 2 or 3 episode arc that was some of the best Star Wars that has ever been made,
mm-hmm.
where she is accused of bombing the Jedi Temple. Right. And she's locked up. And then, or she goes to question her friend at one point, and they see the video, but they can't, conveniently cannot hear the video. And it looks,
but it
like,
looks like she's killing
it
her.
Looks like she's killing her friend, right?
Yeah.
With the force. So then she has to try to figure out how to prove herself innocent, and she thinks that Anakin has given up on her, even though he's still trying to figure some shit out on his own time, even though he's been instructed not to. I mean, that is really some of the best Star Wars that has ever been made. Good shit. I don't get emotional a lot during the Star Wars, but I got a little emotional on the rewatch.
Is that the one that has Plo Koon acting like a punk?
He's a punk ass bitch. Because
I want you to talk about that.
Y'all talk while I pull up the.
You remember this episode?
I don't remember the Plo Koon part.
No, but I mean, like the way she got done dirty by the Jedi Order.
Yeah, I remember.
Because I didn't rewatch that recently, but I just remember it. And
well, when you see it, you see there's an episode early in the Essentials where she goes back because like the Jedi have to get the fuck out, and he's basically left behind, and she's like, we gotta go back for Plo Koon. She's like, he's important, we gotta go back, we can't leave him. And they're like, sometimes this shit just be happening, and she's like, no, it don't either, we gotta go back. But then fast forward a couple seasons, and she gets fucked up. He's like, hey, sometimes shit just be happening. I'm like, you got to fight for your friends.
Ahsoka was always the better of all of them. I think that's what, I mean, the way that they used her character was to punch holes in the dogma of the Jedi. That wasn't a Sith perspective, right? Because the Sith were always about calling shenanigans on Jedi this and that. And she's just a person trying to live it. So, right, she's not a Sith. She's not a bad person.
Yeah.
She wanted to do good, but she ran into the dogma walls all the time.
This is what I said to y'all, and apparently
he was mad.
Apparently, what happened was I also was drunk and sent this to my brother and sister and forgot about it. And then, like 3 days later, my brother was like, "Yeah, fuck punk ass Plo Koon." And I was like, hey, look at this thing that I sent Jim and Corey the other night. And my brother and sister were like, yeah, motherfucker.
You sent it to us first.
So anyway, I said, I always thought Plo Koon was a badass. But after watching some of this playlist, he's being a punk ass bitch. When everybody thought he was dead and she insisted on going to find him, they were attacked by the quote unquote secret weapon. And he was found because of her persistence. Well, Anakin wanted to find him too. Then later, she gets snatched up by those lizard dudes, Transdotians. I couldn't remember the lizard dudes' species at that point, and put in a field to be hunted. And Plo Koon is trying to get Anakin to bail on her. And then I said, "Punk ass bitch."
That's right.
Yeah,
that was the Purge episode of Star Wars.
Yeah, she gets caught and was like, "Hey, we're gonna hunt you." And Plo Koon's like, "Oh well, shit happens."
And by the way, Jean-Claude Van Damme played Plo Koon.
No, he did not.
No, he didn't.
You almost had me.
He was in that one movie a long time ago that they shot outside of New Orleans where they were hunting people.
Hard Target.
Thank you so much for remembering that and validating me.
Wasn't there one with Ice Cube, or not Ice Cube, Ice-T, called The Most Dangerous Game or some shit like that?
They shot all of those movies on the same place outside of New Orleans.
Okay, we don't need... We can get around that. We can get back to the Star Wars.
Oh, Star Wars. We're here for Star Wars.
But yeah, fuck Plo Koon.
But it's so funny then, because remember when all of the rumor mill was swirling about the Jedi that was returning at the end of, that was going to show up at the end of season 2 of Mandalorian, and Plo Koon was the misdirect, and apparently that's what was written in the script, and like even Rosario Dawson and all of them were like, oh, it's Plo Koon. Okay, cool. Well, all right, whatever. And then it was Luke.
Oh.
Still one of my favorite. Like seeing the X-Wing.
Okay, remember earlier when I said that I don't be crying
X-Wing.
Much at Star Wars?
You lie.
I forgot about that. I was a fucking hot mess.
Hey, you guys, Corey cries all the time. I don't know why I keep saying he don't cry.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially
when
it's about Star Wars.
But yeah.
He cries in a car.
I do. I stay crying. But not always at Star Wars. I did. I cried like a fucking baby when Luke showed back up. And then goddamn Mando took his helmet off. But we don't. Listen, that's a whole other episode.
There's no rules.
It's like the Outback in here. No rules, just right.
Good day, mate.
Crikey. So Okay, let's get back to her leaving the Jedi Order. That scene where she's walking off and Anakin's running after her and then they stop and talk and she just like walks off into the...
She did what he couldn't do.
Yeah.
True enough.
She called bullshit. She's like, nah, this is not what I thought it was.
Yeah, because all those motherfuckers were standing around like, yeah, hey, my bad. Here's what, you can come back and I'm sorry about that, right? And they look her in her face and she's like, nah, cuz, I'm not doing it.
I agree.
So here's my question. This is kind of a bigger overarching thing, but when Lucas was making the three prequels, did he have it in mind, like, I'm going to show what's wrong with the Jedi? Because I feel like when you first watch them, like, as they were coming out, we were like, oh, Jedi are cool. Oh, no, they got tricked. And then, like, after we've watched all this other stuff, it's like, you know, the Jedi were actually, like, dumb and stupid. And then, like, Last Jedi comes out and they're like, it's time to burn the books and screw it all. So I don't know. I've always wondered, because, you know, he makes a movie and he doesn't know who's brother and sister until he makes the third movie and that kind of thing. So I'm like, did he make this? And he say, I'm gonna very subtly show that the Jedi have all kinds of flaws.
I mean,
because that came to the forefront after those the prequels.
Certainly can't speak for him, but I would guess that. I mean, they weren't there in the original trilogy. There's a reason.
Yeah.
Right. And so, I mean, if you have to kind of start from there and then back into it, why was Palpatine able to come to power? Mm-hmm. Right. What was he taking advantage of? What was he exploiting? What were their, you know, blind spots?
I mean, that's
what Yoda's. I mean, Yoda should have seen it coming.
Right.
I think it was Yoda in one of the episodes I watched yesterday. He was like, played both sides. Did this person like he just? I think it was Yoda. It might have, I don't know, it could have been somebody else, but they're like, somebody has played both sides and played them very well.
It turns out a lot of them did, mm-hmm. right? I mean, to go back to the Jedi Tales, that episode with young Count Dooku, you know, trying to be righteous and noble and witnessing the suffering of the people on that whatever planet that was at the hands of their senator who is taking advantage of them, you know, I mean, his disposition, his intuition there wasn't wrong.
Right.
Right. Like their senator that's supposed to represent them in the Republic wasn't doing his part. In fact, he was oppressing them and taking advantage of them. And now here comes Dooku as a force wielding Jedi Knight, Jedi Master, who wants to change the calculus. And it's Palpatine who saw that in certain Jedi and took advantage of that, because that sense of what, wanting to do right, that's not what he was exploiting. He was exploiting their desire to work against the dogma of the Jedi Order. Mm-hmm. And Ahsoka was like, I'm out.
Deuces.
So now, what was the byline that you just said in the promo? Like a Jedi rises. She's not a Jedi.
I didn't say that. Did I?
No, I thought you said that that's what the ad said, not that you said that.
Oh, yeah. A new Jedi Rises or something. Was that?
Yeah.
I texted y'all yesterday. Hmm. Then one of the TV
I haven't seen the TV ad that says that.
I mean, it's the same footage that they've been showing. They just went, what did it say? Y'all talk for a second.
Because, like, all right, so let's... If Ahsoka walked away from the Jedi Order, right? Mm-hmm. Boom, she's done. And the Jedi Order falls, right? The thing that, you know, the College of Jedi is no longer, right? But she was essentially trained up as a senior, you know, and then just walked away from it. And then the Order falls, right? Is she a Jedi? Is she a Jedi by her nature, by her acts? If you think about what they showed us in The Mandalorian, when... They put GoPro on the magic rock and he sends out his little Wi-Fi signal. Mm-hmm. And if there's any Jedi out there listening, right? And who was it that hears them? No, she's the one that gave him that information,
yeah.
Right? Is she a Jedi? Is she, it like, does she consider herself a Jedi? I don't think that she referred to herself as a Jedi during the Rebels show.
Wasn't there like an exchange where she's about to kill somebody and... like maybe it's Maul, and he's like,
I am no Jedi.
He's like, I'm not going to be killed by a Jedi. And that's she's like, I am no Jedi.
It was Anakin.
That's right.
Yeah, it was Anakin when they were in the temple.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Right after she had ripped off part of his helmet, she ripped
off. Oh, that's right. And then the whole thing collapses on him. That's one of the best episodes of Rebels.
She had been trying to figure out if that was him or not. And she thought it was, then she didn't think it was. And then he was like, a Jedi would never. She's like, I am no Jedi, bitch.
That's kind of like that scene in Return of the King where he's like, no man can kill me.
I am no man.
We text a lot. I can't fucking find this. Yeah, but in the thing, in the promo, the new promo, it says, oh, hold up. It says a new Jedi will rise. That's in the new TV promo.
All right, so if that's promoting the Ahsoka show.
Yes.
You have Ahsoka Tano, who is, doesn't have her GED in Jedi, but by God is the most trained Jedi other than Luke Skywalker alive at that time. You also have Sabine, who they've showed through clips promoting that show that she's going to be trained. Mm-hmm. Sabine was trained how to wield the Darksaber in Rebels. But she's, at least as of what they've shown us up to this point, is not Force sensitive.
Right.
Right. She's more of a Mandalorian. That's her technique. She wants to be the best Mandalorian possible. She's a fighter.
Kanan even references at one point that she's got more physical abilities than Ezra, even though Ezra is Force sensitive.
And Ezra is in play for this show, mm-hmm. because if Thrawn's coming back, Ezra's coming back, and Ezra was a Jedi in training and referred to himself as a Jedi. So really, that line in the promo could point to either one of those.
So you think it's Ezra or Sabine?
I think so, because it's on Ahsoka's brand to not refer to herself as a Jedi. Right, like I think she wouldn't do that because she didn't do the thing.
I think they might be trying to throw us for some shit. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure, because I'm not totally clear on like Thrawn and Ezra and the space whales and all that stuff. Like, I've seen that like one time, but
sure.
But I like that there's a space whale in the promo footage for Ahsoka.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. I know Grogu saw some.
He did. Well, he was riding shotgun in the Nubian fighter.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Y'all remember? Star Wars?
I have spoken.
Yeah. This is the way.
I should make these little four buttons right here, you can make into soundboards, and that's what I should do right here. Is just be like, I've spoken.
That's a good idea.
And it is a good idea.
It'd be cool. I meant to do that.
A good idea this is.
I forgot. So, okay, so now we've got post Clone Wars and post Rebels Ahsoka.
I want to talk about her during Rebels, right? Okay. So like Rebels to me did a lot of really great things. Probably my favorite part about the Rebels series was the way that they brought magic other than the Force into the lore and history of the world. And I loved all the stuff with the, I can't remember the name of the planet that Darth Maul was from, but like the witches and all, they had magic. They had, you know, they had Force powers that weren't, you know, organized around Jedi and Sith concepts, but they could do things and it was different. I'd never seen anything like that before in Star Wars. And I loved that about Rebels. I loved that Rebels stayed focused on this little tight crew, but you had essentially what was going on in Andor happening in parallel, right? And Rebels was probably a little bit downstream of the first season of Andor, because now you've got the Fulcrum characters who change, right? And one of the first Fulcrum characters was Ahsoka. And that means Ahsoka and Leia like hung out and did some shit, and I want to hear about that.
Yeah, because Ahsoka was working closely with Bail Organa.
And I want to know if Ahsoka hung out with Luthen at all.
It's possible. It's in play.
I mean.
Well, I'm thinking of all this from a timeline perspective. So all of this, all of the Ahsoka show that we're finna see is going to be after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, because this is in the Mando era.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they've shown us in the teaser. I mean, they certainly
there could be flashback episodes.
Yeah, because Hayden Christensen's voice. I got a chunk of ice in my mouth.
Well, Hayden, he's in the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's going to be flashbacks to that.
I mean, there's only one way he's in the show, and it's flashbacks.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what my dog sounds like drinking.
She's very thirsty. So you got anything else, Rebels, you want to talk about?
Well, not specific to the show, but specific to Ahsoka. And the way that Disney Plus is like, here are the essential Ahsoka episodes to watch in preparation for the launch of Ahsoka, the TV show. And I'm like, but it's really... So I watch them, and I'm watching them, and I'm like... And I remember watching Rebels the first go-around, and so I'm watching this curated playlist, and I'm like, there's some really great episodes of Rebels that you guys have skipped over.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ahsoka show is... And I don't know if this is a real quote or not, but... Supposedly, Filoni says this is Rebels season 5.
Mm-hmm.
So it really should have been like a Rebels greatest hits playlist.
And there was no Thrawn any of this.
Right. There was zero Thrawn in any of the Ahsoka episodes because her part of the Rebels show was more about Kanan and Ezra and the world between worlds and the Trinity characters and all that shit. And not about their fight with Thrawn. But apparently Thrawn is going to be a part of this, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So from a prep standpoint, they should have had an Essentials Rebels playlist leading into this thing.
I thought the episode where Ezra gives himself up to sacrifice getting his friends free would be part of this playlist. Nope.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question about that. I have not watched that episode recently, but in the trailer for the Ahsoka show, there's a live action version of Ezra on a hologram, and I think it's Sabine that's watching it play back. Isn't that scene in the cartoon, like in the original cartoon, like his goodbye to them saying, I've got to do the thing, this is the only way
it
I know how to do this
to
thing
in the Ringer podcast.
So gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, there's been several different scenes and shots and stuff of like the very end of Rebels that it's like frame for frame. It's like, we're going to see that again. Live action.
My favorite shot of the promos for Ahsoka is the one wall art that Sabine has done of the crew. And it's in the animated style from the show. I loved that so much. That was great fan service and just beautifully done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Filoni has written all of them. Correct all the Ahsoka episodes?
That'll be known.
He's either written or directed all of them.
He didn't direct them all. So he must have written
them. He looked at a few of them.
I think he wrote them all and he's directed like two of them maybe.
Yeah. This is his baby.
Yeah. And he'll direct a movie that'll bring it all together.
Yeah, they're talking about maybe having
Which is kind of what you were talking about. So I saw something on one of these promos for the Ahsoka show that made me think about your rant about making the shows make the sequel trilogies make sense.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the hell it was, but I was like, oh no, this is what Corey was talking about. Like they're trying to create a connection point here to justify something that's happening in this movie to make it better. But that wasn't in the movie at all.
I mean, someday somehow Palpatine Returned is going to make sense.
Somehow
they have to correct that. So there's going to be one of these little shows where they're like, oh, and then Palpatine comes back and finds his friend Grogu.
I thought that's what they were trying to do with The Mandalorian, with the whole needing Grogu and the cloning this and the cloning base and the
season.
I know they can still do it, but the way that the third season tied up, it was all Moff Gideon that was wanting it to try to make the Dark Troopers better.
Right.
You know, and so it kind of like everything that came before that beat in the third season could kind of be explained away to it's Moff Gideon that was doing the thing and not Palpatine that was, you know, affecting his return from Exegol.
Somehow.
Palpatine.
Somehow.
Somehow.
Mm.
So do you want to talk about post Rebels area?
Sure.
So we've seen a little bit of live action Ahsoka in Mando season 2 and then Book of Boba Fett,
yep.
Correct? What are your thoughts? Like,
didn't Dave Filoni direct that episode?
Yeah.
That's one of the best ones. Was it called The Magistrate? Wasn't that the name of that episode?
The one where she's out in the woods?
Or no, it was called The Jedi.
It was called The Jedi. Jedi.
Yeah. But Ahsoka doesn't call herself a Jedi. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. But there's that whole scene though, where like Bo-Katan, it was like, you got to go find this Jedi named Ahsoka Tano.
Yeah.
Right?
That happened.
Yeah.
And that's how you'll find out what needs to happen with Grogu.
That episode also had a very iconic bell ringer on the town keep, just like in Andor.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because didn't it start with the dude ringing the bell over the gate?
Sure did.
Yeah, I didn't make it all. I ran out of time. I didn't get to finish that episode.
I've seen that episode like 5 times.
That's the episode where we learn Grogu's name.
Yeah, it's GoPro.
She's the first one I can talk to him.
Right.
However they mind meld with each other.
It also had Michael Biehn as the gunslinger. Kyle Reese.
I didn't get that far in the episode.
He was the heavy hired by the magistrate to protect the town. Other than, you know, her droid enforcers, mm-hmm. He was the gunslinger that faces off Mando, mm-hmm. while Ahsoka faces off the magistrate there in the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he dies mm-hmm. like a punk ass.
I may try to watch that tomorrow.
It's good, man. It's good.
I need to watch that and the Book of Boba Fett episode with her.
Because the Boba Fett episode with her is the one with Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where you see them interacting, and that was wild to see them finally meeting and they know each other. And she says that line about like, oh, you're so much like your father. And it's like, whoa, that's crazy.
So this is wild. This is a thing that never really occurred to me. And I heard it on the Ringer podcast, is that Ezra and Luke and Leia are all the same age because they were all born on Empire Day. I had forgotten about that, about Ezra, that he was born on Empire Day. And then Luke and Leia were born that day as well.
Oh, that's right. Because when we meet Ezra, it's before A New Hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about Yoda being like, no, there is another. No, Yoda, there was 47 other.
Right.
He exactly. didn't know, though.
Yeah, that was his problem.
If anybody's going to know, it should be Yoda.
Well, but he was on this planet by himself. So I think he was
going in the world between worlds. He was hanging out with Ezra. He had high speed internet on Dagobah.
He meant Leia, though. Like, there was another Skywalker.
There was 47 other Jedi.
That's the thing. At the time, he meant Leia.
Go.
And then as time goes on, we're like, maybe he meant any of these other dozen characters we have invented since then. It's a little messy.
So there's still like other Jedi though that we don't like. What's the guy's name?
Broom Boy.
Broom Boy.
Broom Boy. There was the guy that they alluded to, or they didn't allude to. They called him by name in a Mando episode where they're
Finn.
No.
Can we talk about Finn?
mm-hmm.
There was another Jedi. I forgot the guy's name, though. He was in some of the comics that I've read. Fuck. He was in...
I don't think that was his name.
No, he was in an episode of Clone Wars as well. I will never remember his name. Mm-hmm. And I apologize that you're having to listen to me think about it.
Commander Soup Spoon.
Yes, Commander Soup Spoon.
That was him.
I think it was probably him. So do y'all have more Ahsoka stuff you want to talk to, or do you want to get to the questions?
I have... I'm excited about the show. I love Rosario Dawson. I'm excited. I'm sad about Ray Stevenson dying suddenly. I'm excited to see him play his character. Well, I don't even know the name of the character, but like, I'm very excited about the show. So, I mean, I don't have anything of substance to add other than like most of the people who would listen to a podcast about Star Wars probably feels the same way. I'm pretty excited about the show coming out.
I think Rosario Dawson being Ahsoka is like one of those perfect casting things where it was like we all thought she should be it years ago, and then it like came t- to be true, and that's great.
Fan service is pretty great sometimes, yeah.
She's incredible. Yeah. I'm very, very excited to see the show.
So let's get into questions from friends / listeners that we submitted.
Play the viewer questions jingle. Questions.
Do you have questions?
I didn't get this sheet music.
We'll edit you in later.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So this is from the homie Jeremy Barnes. He says he just learned that Earth is in the Star Wars universe. What do you guys think about that?
I appreciate the question, Jeremy, but I need more information.
What you talking about? Because this is a galaxy long, long ago, far, far away.
Right. I mean, and it doesn't exclude the fact that Earth could exist in a galaxy a long, long ago and a far, far away. But I'm just curious.
A different Earth, you mean? Like a parallel
it's
Earth?
It's not Earth 161, or it's not a Marvel fucking 1999999. Yeah, thank you. It's not that. But like, no, I'm just curious, like, where's Jer coming from? Like,
I'm curious as well. I've seen it alluded to online, but I don't know much about it. I need to research that a little more, and I meant to do that before we recorded, and of course.
But in the spirit of his question, the way I feel about that, even though I'm curious where the question's coming from and like what prompted that, I mean, if that just means like if it was a long time ago on a far, far away, then like, you know, I want to see an X-Wing fly overhead for real. Right? It could be like a car show.
Can
right?
I be down friends at the mall. With an Ewok?
You could be, but they're violent.
They do eat people.
So this was, I believe a friend of yours probably responded somehow on my Facebook, probably because you were tagged. She says, do I really have to watch a bunch of stuff to understand Ahsoka? Maybe not. Just listen to this podcast.
Yeah, that's kind of my feeling. You know, I think we got you covered. You're in good hands.
I think there's a level of viewer for these shows that isn't us that can just casually get in and be like, oh, that was cool. There was some aliens and they fought some other aliens and that one had a sword. It was awesome. Like, you don't have to get the way we get.
They're writing. I mean, it's still a subscriber-based TV service, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're still having to write for people that don't have the deep dive.
I haven't seen all the seasons of
Clone Right, Wars. They didn't sit down and watch all of the recommended Ahsoka episodes.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so I'm sure Filoni and the team are creating a way into the show that doesn't require every single known thing to make it make sense.
There's going to be a droid named Chopper, and you're going to like him. But you don't have to know that there was
and he's
27 hours of content of Chopper.
Sadistic and murderous droid of all droids.
Chopper fucking rules. Two questions from Matthew Spaulding. He says, did the Ewoks eat all of the stormtroopers that they killed in Return of the Jedi? Yes, they did.
They did.
They had no choice.
They made drums out of their heads.
They used the whole animal.
They do. That's nice.
They did. It's conservation.
Yeah.
Right. It's conservation.
They're not wasteful.
No.
Yeah. You kill something.
They're connected to the
earth.
You
got to use it, yeah.
You knock down a tree, you use it.
You use the whole tree.
To murder some soldiers.
That is correct, yes. Correct answer, and we will... I've spoken. is the holiday special canon, Disney Plus has the Boba Fett animated short available now? The holiday special has to be canon, probably, right? Or not?
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either, but they've done stuff... like Life Day and whatever that has referenced it.
I've seen Life Day in a Lego Star Wars special.
Yeah.
Correct.
But now is Lego canon? No.
They're made for the Disney Plus streaming service, so it's...
The Jedi Visions or the Visions series is not canon.
Oh.
It's not?
I just spoke with authority. I don't know.
You have no idea.
I have no idea.
Jim has spoken.
This is the way.
So head Alabama Taker Blaine Duncan. Let me say this real quick. We are part of the Alabama Take Network of podcasts and writers. Go to thealabamatake.com. We have on the site, we have this podcast. There's a wrestling podcast called The Alabama Slam. My lovely bride has a book podcast called Check Your Shelf.
And there's merch.
We'll
That's
get to that
right.
Very shortly. Yeah, there's a weekly pop culture podcast co-hosted by Blaine Duncan called Taking It Down. and a couple of different sports podcasts, one called The Stare Down and one called Taking on Sports. And
Jim's got a show on there called Look What I Found Way Up My Ass.
Oh, yeah. It was that GoPro attachment.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's only done one episode so far.
I had to go to the doctor. He advised against a second episode.
Go to the Alabama Take.
Please no more.
And follow the AlabamaTake.com or follow the Alabama Take on all social medias. You know, you hear about all of the podcasts we release weekly. We also have merch. Go to tpublic.com. And if you search for the Alabama Take store, you can get shirts. We have new We Are a Star Wars shirts.
We are a Star Wars.
And mugs. And hoodies.
Stickers, hoodies, all kinds of shit.
Mouse pads.
You can also get Alabama Take shirts and stuff there. So go there and check it out.
Was this all in Blaine's question? Did he write all of that in his question?
Are you looking at
No, I just got off on a tangent.
I'm like, that's pretty sneaky.
That was Blaine. Really good.
He was like, I have a question. Way to go, Blaine.
That's all stuff that I don't have to say at the end of the podcast now.
Yeah.
But so Blaine asked, how mandatory do you think the animated shows will be to understand Ahsoka? I think they're, like we alluded to earlier, I don't know that you'll have to see all of them.
I feel like it would help, but
it would help.
So what? Let's look at Blaine's question from what they've shown us so far, right? So we've all seen Ahsoka's journey in animated form, but put that off to the side. Just think about the way they presented her character in The Mandalorian and in the Book of Boba. She's engaged, but not fully engaged, right? Like she's powerful. She has knowledge of the history. She is stronger than she allows herself to present in a given moment, right? Like she's holding back is the way that I take it, right? And she's holding back because of the way she left the Jedi Order, but you don't know that from those two episodes. So if the only thing you've seen is that Mandalorian episode and the Book of Boba episode, I mean, what do you think about like what they've shown of live action Ahsoka? What kind of character is she?
Yeah, I mean, you get right away that she is at least a former surviving Jedi. That's the vibe you get. It's kind of like, can you watch the original trilogy and still know who Darth Vader is, even if you haven't watched the prequel trilogy and seen him be a baby the whole time?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, and that's how the world was for many, many years. Is that we didn't know that he was a big whiny baby.
It's coarse. It's everywhere. I think you'll enjoy Ahsoka, but I think there's going to be a lot of moments where you'll look at the TV and point like the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood meme.
Right.
If you've seen the animation.
Or it's going to be like Corey talked about on one of our last sessions, where your first exposure, just like mine, was Return of the Jedi, and that was Star Wars to you. And then when VCRs came out and you discovered, oh, there's two more movies, right? Like you saw Return of the Jedi first.
Yeah.
And then went back and saw the first two movies. There will probably be people that watch the series and watch Rosario Dawson play this character who's so cool and go, oh, wow, there's years worth of stories. Mm-hmm. And that's good for Disney. That's good for the universe. And so I think for Blaine's answer, I don't think you need to know about the animated version of Ahsoka, because I think what they're going to give us is going to be really good. And you can go back if you care about it. It's right there.
Yeah.
If you're subscribing, it's right there.
You can watch it. If this show is as good as we want it to be, then it's going to drive
people.
Oh, who is this?
There's going to be a lot of people that are excited to go and experience years worth of that character.
So follow up from Blaine, he says, how much of those animated shows are truly good? I can't give you a specific number. I mean, there's a lot of not good Clone Wars episodes.
Yeah.
There's Rebels hits the ground running, and there's four seasons of Rebels, and there's some filler here and there, but most of Rebels is really fucking good.
You know, I can't give it a number, but you know when it's a standalone episode, and even some of the standalone episodes are good. But
But there are some arcs, even ones that aren't Ahsoka, like the stuff on Mandalore, the stuff with Maul. There's
a lot of really good
really,
Maul content.
Really, really good Star Wars.
Yeah.
In the cartoons that don't involve Ahsoka. Some do, some don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't put a number on it. I would say it's more than half. More than half is really good Star Wars.
Yeah. So this is a fun question from Drew Kellogg. He says, if you were all Jedi, what colors would your lightsabers be and what stance would you use?
That's a great question. One that I have to think about. Corey Martin, go.
I've thought about it a lot.
Oh, Corey Hanna, go.
Do you have an answer? For years, no. I would have said the purple just because it was so fucking cool and different, right? And then we've all seen the video of, you know, Mace Windu, a.k.a. Samuel Jackson, on set being like, hey, can I have a purple saber? And George is like, nah, they're either blue or green for Jedi. He's like, yeah, but I'd stand out more if I had a purple.
And he bends right over.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, because
I will change the laws of my universe for you right now.
But he kind of doesn't, though, right? Blue lightsaber Jedi, red lightsaber Sith. Mace is purple. Come on. Mace, there's a reason why he's the Jedi Enforcer. He's like one step away from being a Sith.
Yeah.
I would have said my go-to.
It's why he's so mad all the time.
Yeah, you're right. His is the one that says bad motherfucker.
Exactly.
On it.
Yeah.
My go-to answer would have been purple for several years because I remember the first time I saw the purple lightsaber and I was like, this is a game changer. We've never seen, and we haven't seen another purple lightsaber, right? Am I crazy?
No, there is another.
No.
So for years I would have said that, but now I think the green, it's either the purple or the green because the green is so significant to my childhood. And we talked about that on the last episode.
I would want green, but I would want a Darth Maul style double bladed.
Like two green, green
one.
Like
two green, green ones.
Oh, wow.
So what would your stance be?
I guess I'd be Darth Maul and jumping around like that man. I'm a fan of Maul.
I'm here for it.
What about your color and your stance,
Jack? My color would be green because I remember my ninth Christmas. So I was 9 years old. That was the year that Jedi came out. That was the year that I got the big Tidarian shuttle for Christmas and I got a B-wing. Mm. But the thing that I played with most was I took the Christmas wrapping paper tubes and I made my own lightsaber and I took my green crayon and colored the whole tube green.
My man.
So green is my lightsaber. Yeah.
What about your stance?
I don't know. Stances. Like,
I've done.
Back up. Like, ease up.
I've seen it.
Like, step.
The
I don't know the moves.
Buffalo stance?
Right. Yeah. No, it's chicken wing stance.
Either. I would probably go with Kenobi. You know, Kenobi does the over the head.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Hold on. No, hold on. I would do Luke's stance from The Last Jedi when he's facing off Kylo and he's like, dust off the shoulder and he's like, come on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what
good
I
too.
Would do.
That's good too. Star Wars question from Steve. Did the sheer cost and resources allocated to the Death Star in fact spell the Empire's doom? If these resources were spent elsewhere, would the rebellion proliferation been called back? I'm just going to defer to you guys because I am not smart enough to answer this fucking question.
What do you think, Corey?
Well, they built two of them. They built two Death Stars. So would they have, so the question is, if they had not built that, would they have enough money laying around to win?
If they had used those resources differently to go after the rebellion, would that have fared better for the Empire as opposed to building the Death Stars?
I don't know.
I think from a resource allocation perspective, like in terms of just like raw materials, I don't think it would have made a difference because part of the horror of the Empire was that they had no problem strip mining entire worlds, you know? And so they didn't have a limitless supply, but they had a near limitless supply of resources. But what they didn't have a limitless supply of was leadership. And there was a lot of their leadership that was tied up in the logistics of making those battle stations. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about guys like Galen Erso. They could have done something else, right? Director Krennic could have done something else that might have been more effective. But a lot of them were tied up in creating a single point of power and a single point of control, right? Like, that's right. What the Emperor wanted, right? He wanted to be able to park a moon above any planet and say, get in line or else, right? That probably was a tactical mistake. Because the leadership wasn't limitless the way raw materials were. That's just my feeling. Thank you for my TED talk.
That's a good TED talk.
I have spoken.
This is the way.
Jim has spoken.
Yeah.
So a couple of last questions from Susanna. She says, thoughts on whether the Jedi are truly good as an organization. And then she says, or as individuals. And then in parentheses, the more well-known ones. We kind of discussed this a little bit earlier. We were talking about, are the Jedi truly good? Because, you know, I mean, Ahsoka walks away from them because she questions.
I think the individuals and their intention can be good. But yeah. The dogma and absolutism and binary thinking and the whole idea of taking children away from their families to create detachment is not good. That's not good. That's an organizational precept. I mean, we do this. This is what we do. We steal kids.
I mean,
yeah. Luke, and then make them go to our school.
That part's messy.
That's fucked up.
Luke even deals in absolutes and shit post all of this, right?
And I think that's because he was just playing their playbook.
But yeah, he gives Grogu, he's like, you can either be a Jedi or you can be a Mandalorian. And you got to make this decision. And this baby's like, I don't fucking know from socks.
He does not wear socks.
He just wants to eat frogs.
Yeah. And eggs.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. That's a good question because, like, there's a lot of really good Jedi that are truly good people. But as we can see, the Jedi as an organization are kind of fucked up sometimes.
Well, and that's interesting because you've got, like, the whole Order of Two with the Sith, right? Like, Master and Apprentice. Mm-hmm. And so they keep their numbers small, right?
Yeah.
And they can explore and promote their dogma and their perspective within a unit of two people, right? A teacher and a student. But with the Jedi, you had an institution. You had plural, lots of people in lots of places trying to follow a rule book that wasn't tied to a single person. Mm-hmm. And that's what Palpatine took advantage of, was that a rule book is fallible. A playbook is fallible, you know, find where it's bullshit and call bullshit on it and then get other people to go, yeah, that's bullshit. And now you've got cracks in the seams and now you've got, you know, Plo Koon being a punk ass, not going back to save Ahsoka. You've got the Jedi Order kicking her out for something she didn't do, you know, or falsely inviting her back in once they were sure that her name was clear, right? Like The problem is with the dogma. What do you think?
Jim has spoken. This is the way.
Yeah.
So final question from Susanna says, was Obi-Wan's decision to leave Anakin truly just or personally justifiable?
And she's talking specifically about on Mustafar when Anakin is still alive, still drawing air. And
screaming, Obi-Wan, I hate you.
And Obi-Wan has completely disarmed him. And he doesn't help, and he doesn't kill him either.
Or at least reach down there and choke that man out.
Right. Yeah. Like, just a little, to quote Steve earlier tonight, a little lightsaber in the nostril, just, you know?
Yeah.
No, he didn't put him down. He left him there. It was not just. It was not a good choice.
Yeah, I mean.
And I think it was plot centric. I think he had to leave him there because the plot said he has to leave him there.
Right. Yeah. There's no other way to do it, really.
Because they didn't have him, like, fall off the cliff with cut legs onto a floating rock of lava only to then be discovered by Palpatine and saved later. No. He's right there.
Yeah. He picks up his lightsaber and walks off with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cold. It was gangster.
It was.
But that's why.
But he did just kill all the kids.
No, I'm not mad about it. No, I'm just saying, like, Obi-Wan's choice in that moment should have been, I think, the just thing. Right, but then we just cut straight to credits. It's kill him right there, and then it's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
He goes back to watch her birth some babies.
And then he goes to Tatooine and, like, works on a whale farm. Harvesting whale blubber.
Yeah.
And being sad.
Desert whale.
Desert whale.
I think that's all we got, right? We've got about an hour on this episode.
That's all the questions?
Oh, there's more questions, but, like, there's other episodes. So we'll save them. Yeah.
I think that was it. I think I
went Stay tuned.
All. Yeah, if there's not, we'll go through it next time.
Come back next week.
So, yeah, like I said earlier, follow us at thealabamatake.com on all socials. You can also follow We Are a Star Wars specifically. We're on Facebook and Instagram, and I think I started us a Threads account for some fucking reason.
I don't even know where to do that.
Yeah, there's nobody there yet.
Do we have an X account?
I think it's already probably kind of dead. We don't have an X account, a.k.a. Twitter. We never got one of those in the first place.
Are we X'd out?
We're X'd out. So follow us on Instagram, I guess, and holler at us there if you have any questions.
Or if you see us out just about town, you can follow us wherever we're going.
No, don't do that. I don't like people in real life. No,
especially when it's hot out.
Yes. I mean, if you see me, don't talk to me, but just follow me around for a while.
Let me know you're there.
I do some cool stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
This man can do a kickflip. It's pretty cool. Now you have to do it.
Ramp something.
Have you Ramps. Ever done a kickflip?
Nah.
You ain't never done a kickflip.
I've done it on the Nintendo 64.
Tony Hawk?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I did one.
I am a pro skater.
I've done goddamn 720s and shit.
I pulled a 900 with Mars gravity.
All right. May the Force be with you and shit.
May the Force be with you.
We are a Star
Wars. We are a Star Wars.
We are a Star
Wars. We are a Star Wars.
We are.